It's Aliyah's neshama of Aaron and Moshe, the Shver of Rabbi Lehrer, Mitzvah, the neshama should have a tremendous Aliyah and Gan Eden Shemayla, Mechayel Lachayel Be'ezros Hashem.
Amen.
Turning back the page to this past week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim, a pasuk that appears thrice throughout the pages of Chumash. A very well-known pasuk, the last pasuk of the fifth Aliyah and Parshas Mishpatim, Rishis Bikuri on Moscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha Lo Sevasho Gildi B'Chalev Imo. A person is not allowed to go ahead, literally, the Pshat HaMiluli, and cook Basav HaCholov. Interessant, as a parenthetical point. If you take a look at Targum Unklus, Unklus says, Lo Seichlun Basar B'Cholov. Don't eat Basav HaCholov. Now we know the famous Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Tesvav Amud Beis, that it's mentioned no fewer than three times. One is an Isser Bisha, one is an Isser Achila, one is an Isser Hana. And it's bought Olach Lamaisa Tur Shulchan Aruch in your day at the beginning of Siman Peis Ayin. Asks the Imrei Emes, the Friedrich Eger Rebbe, and Shnas Tofrei Sadi Beis, why is it that Unklus translates the Pasuk every one of the three places, Lo Seichlon? What happened to the Gemara? Why not Hana? Why not Bisha? What's going on? Something that is talked about, Ayin the Prichodosh, Pischei Tshuv and others, but Akoponim, we're always focusing on those Savasha Gedi and Isser Bishon and Isser Achila, Isser Hano, the Precy talks about, the Crazy, Rabbi Yonis and Aishas talks about Sli, and the Prechodesh and others talk about Tegan, Frying, Akoponim. We always have to wonder though, why a Gedi? Why is that of all the milk? We know that only applies to kosher milk, but why a Gedi? So we mentioned once that there was a Bacher who came to Chaim Kenevsky. And he came to Chaim Kenevsky asking for a bracha for Shaduchim. It was taking him a long time to get married. And Chaim says, I want you to keep Basav HaCholov. If you keep Basav HaCholov, you're going to get your Shidduch soon. I said, he didn't know what he was talking about. Here's a from Yeshiva Bacher. Chaim, the Golador, tells him he's not keeping Basav HaCholov. So he goes home to his mother and he says, what's going on? Are we doing something wrong when it comes to meat and milk? Our mother says, I don't know what you're talking about. We wait in between meat and milk. We wait 3 hours. And he says, he looks into it and he finds out that his mother was a Balas Tshuva. And halacha lemaisa, unless you have the Messiah to wait only 3 hours, whether it's the Netherlands, Dutch, Yekes, unless that's your Messiah, again, going to the whole discussion, what does it mean when Chazal say being tzudel the Suda? But unless you're going to be knowing like the Zohar who says 1 hour and wasamech on that Zohar when it comes to a case of a cholat, but typically we have to wait 6 hours. Again, the Lashon of the Rambam and the Meiri is kimoshe shos, and that's why there's a large room, there's a lot of latitude and flexibility. Some people wait into the 6 hours, some people wait just the majority of the 6 hour, 5:31. Some wait 1 minute into the 6 hour. The Lashon of some Rishonim is kamoshe shows them into discussion. What about if it's not really 6 hours? So some safer know this talk about the Dibrayatz and the close of a group. What if a person goes to sleep and wakes up the next morning? If it's mamash a different day, do you have to wait the 6 hours? A lot of interesting discussion. But unless you have a Messiah in 3 hours, you have to keep six. See, he realized his whole life he wasn't keeping 6 hours. He finally, Mikano Laba, took upon himself to wait 6 hours. He goes back to Rav Chaim a month later. Baruch Hashem, mazel tov, mazel tov. He became a chassid. He says, Rabbi, how did you know that I have to keep Basav HaCholov? How in the world did you know? He says, I'll tell you. He says, there's a Zohar. And the Zohar asked the Kasha, why lo savasha gedi b'chalei vimo? After all, it's a cow's milk, anything, any kosher animal's milk. Why dafka gedi? Zok the Zohar, because if you don't keep Basav HaCholov, you're going to start to look like a gedi. And when you walked into my room, you had the you looked a little bit like a gedi. That's Chaim Kenevsky living the Zohar. Again, I don't know exactly what it means. I don't know exactly what took place. These stories don't happen with you and me. I'm a Lamaisa. He told him, you look a little bit like a gedi. Keep Basav HaCholov. He started keeping Basav HaCholov, and Lamaisa became a chassid. Okay, whether it works or not, I don't know if the girl would have married him had he looked like a gedi. But I'll upon him, that's loose of Avchidichvila. But what about the first part of the pasuk? The Chayra one has to ask the Kasha, what's Pshan in the Smicha Sadvar? And the pasuk begins, Reishis Bikuri on Moscha, Tavi Besa Shulke, we're talking about Bikurim. I want you to bring the first fruits, the best fruits. I want you to bring it to the base of Mikdosh. Oh, and by the way, Lo Savasha Gediva Chalevimo, what's Shaychis in the juxtaposition? So we mentioned the following mice in the past. Rabbi Yonis and Eifshitz, and it's bought in Sichas, Tamina Chachamim, and Zichah Moshe, about the Sam Sefer, ever since he heard the Smaisa, he stopped learning secular, he stopped reading anything in the native tongue, in the Loshon Ashkenaz, he would stop reading certain secular material in the bathroom. What was the Maisa of Yonos and Aishat? So Yonos and Aishat to distract himself. After all, if you're a Golda B'Yisrael and you're never Messiah Dasim learning, how in the world do you go into a bathroom? You go into a Beis HaKisa and a Beis HaMayim, how do you stop yourself from thinking? And Torah, they said about the Rogachover. Rogachover can never distract himself from learning. Akedei Kach, there's a great biography on the Rogachover. It came out by Rav Dov Ber Schwartz in 2013, called The Rogachover Gone. On pages 38 and 39, he talks about the total absorption of the Rogachover and learning. Akedei Kach, when they started the Aguda, they sent letters to Ol Gedolei Yisrael for a Haskama. Give us Haskama to the organization. So they said, Rogachover, can you tell us something, some Haskama about the Aguda? He wrote him back a long, long letter of tons of Marmakaimus. They couldn't figure out. There was no Haskama. There was no Amlatza. Just tons and tons of Marmakaimus. They thought maybe you made a mistake. I sent the shliach. I said, Rogachover, we asked if Haskama. He says, I thought you asked me for all the places in Shas and the Torah. We talk about Aguda. You tell me you want to know about the Aguda. I gave you every single Marmokim in Babli Yishami that it talks about the Aguda by Lulav Tarcheged and by Agudas Ezov. So I gave you tons of Marmokim. He says, he was so absorbed, he couldn't even help what they were asking. When the Rogachover would go into the bathroom, you would hear tons of noise banging on the walls, because to have a Gadol who is fully shaku in his learning, he's utterly absorbed. How does he stop to not be Messiah to us? I'm learning for a second. Said the Rogachover would be in the bathroom. You'd hear banging on the walls to distract him from thinking and learning. Rav Zalman Voloshin, that told us Adam, Chaim Voloshin said, one of the differences between the Talmud and the Rebbe, the Talmud was so great, Rav Zalman Voloshin, that every time after he walked out of a bathroom, you would see his face all crunched up in red, because it was a major avodah. It required tremendous amelus and yegiah not to think and learning. When he was in the Makom HaSamtanovus, it's also afilu l'harib in Devarei Torah. So it was tamamish, a strenuous exercise not to think and learning. Ameli came out, his face was all red and crinkled. He says, but the Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, he walked out of the bathroom, he didn't notice the difference, even though the girl was a walking Sefer Torah, because Hagufa, if you're mamish, you become one and one with the Sefer Torah. Here you can learn and here you can't learn. Here you turn yourself on and here you turn yourself off. So the girl would walk out to mamish as if there's no difference. There's a mice in the biography, or a Baruch Haber, and Baruch Hashmur, Baruch Ber Levitz, and Kamenetz, that one time at a certain convention of Rabbanim, he went to the wrong bathroom. There was a bathroom in the section of the hotel that everyone was supposed to use, and he wandered, thinking and learning, and he went to a different bathroom. And when he finished, he realized that the light was triggered, and if he leaves the bathroom, it's going to shut off the light. So he spent the rest of Shabbos in the bathroom. And the Talmidim, nobody could find him. He was in the bathroom. Then they chavta, he was in the bathroom, and he wasn't going to leave. He wasn't going to trigger the light. So they chavta the second after Rebbe Natan. They came, they said, Rebbe, Mistami, you're starving, you got to eat, Mistami, you're tired, you got to sleep a little bit. He says, that's all you can think about is food and sleep. He says, the whole Shabbos I couldn't think of learning. And you know what it is to be in a bathroom? I couldn't think of learning the whole Shabbos. That you're thinking about the food and the sleep. That's not what Torah Baruch Bear's mind. So what is the bathroom for? Yes, the Gro wrote, I am a shulosh in the bathroom. They say the Ibn Ezra books on astronomy and trigonometry, astrology, Shmuel, and Menrish and Dvar Rabba, Parsha Ches. They said, Shmuel, how'd you become such a bogey in stagninut, in astrologia? He says, what do you think I did in the Beis HaKisa? In the Beis HaMayim, Shmuel became a bucky, fluent, and expert in astrology. He says, that's what I did in the bathroom. But look at the Nusach of the Ramchal and Derech Chochmah, the thin Sefer, Derech Chochmah and the Ramchal. Ramchal says, you know what the bathroom is for? That's where you watch the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. No, he says, Derech Chochmah, he says, it's for chazering the Limud Echol. That you learned the Limud Echol outside. I didn't ask Rabelski, we know, Zatzal was a huge bucky, and Chochmah said, he knew mamish everything. I just heard this story recently, that he would be on an airplane with his wife, and he'd be learning, he'd be shaku in the Gemara, and his wife would do the New York Times crossword puzzles, and any time she got up to a word that she didn't know, she would just stop her husband for a quarter of a second, just say the hint. 2 seconds, he would pick up his eyes, without picking up his eyes out of the Gemara, he would give her the answer, some word that starts with X, ends with an L, anything. And then he would give the answer, go right back to the Gemara. When did he learn everything? But the bathroom is for chazering limud echol. But Ibn Ezra, the Gro, look how much they accomplished. So, let's go to Yonos and Aishat, the biggest genius in his generation. The 1600s going into the 1700s, the undisputed God Adar, the Eloi Shebiluim already at a young age. He also needed a means to distract himself. So he took in, used to take in science journals. As Rabbi Yonos and Aishitz was reading a science journal, and they just discovered there was a scientist who wanted to suggest that if you are mevashel bos v'cholav, if you cook meat and milk, and you go in the winter season and you pour a cooked meat and milk mixture at the base of a tree in the winter, and you do it for 30 consecutive days, you'll cause the fruits to grow much quicker. You cause the tree, everything to burgeon, to sprout much quicker. So he says, and you'll get much better fruits. Community science says, Gavaldik. He says, my whole life I was wondering, let's shout in the post, a gracious Bikuria Moskov. What shaykh is the first part of the pasuk, second half of the pasuk? Rabbi Sages says, now that I saw the article, now Hivanti, I understand. Hashem says, I want the best stuff. Give me the rishis, the first stuff, the best fruits you got. But if the only way to produce the best fruits is by cooking basav acholav and you putting it at the bottom of the tree for fertilizer, then I don't want it. Rishis b'kuri amoscha, but tonight, with the build the condition, I below Savasha Gidi Bakhlaimimo. Only now that I get shot in the posuk, and then he had charot immediately. Says I basim, I thought about the retire in the bathroom. He had this rayon, he had this chiddush nifla when he was in the bathroom. He had such charot. He fasted for 40 consecutive days right afterwards, and that was the last time he ever took in anything written, not in Hebrew, into the bathroom. That was it. He says, for now on, I'm not gonna go in and learn the seven mistama. He was started the banging like the rugged chubber. But I'll upon him after that, he didn't want any because he would read something and come up with such an eyeful, such an insight, and then he might use it to explain Shad in the Posuk, even though again it is Mutter in cases La Frusha Meisura, and the Chokh Meshlom and others talk about thinking about improving one's Midos, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not thinking of Divrei Torah. That you can't think about in the bathroom. So Mela, anyone who starts with the pre-game shows, and if you start with all the spare ribs and the chicken wings and the pastramis and the delas and the hero sandwiches, there'll be plenty of time in the bathroom to catch up on the missed scenes in the Super Bowl. Malamaisa, whatever you are, whether you're watching the Super Bowl, not watching the Super Bowl, halftime shiur, mentorship tonight, some chizik, Carolina Panthers and Denver Broncos. What can they teach us? What can they teach us about life? Amet Hashem, just make sure you're not in the bathroom when the halftime shiur comes on. Amet Hashem will have some divrei Torah for 10 minutes. No one will have any interest in chalal and any halftime shows. Torah, 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 that's what it's all about. Have a gewaldige nacht. A great rest of the week ahead. Kaddish, please.